Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Astro Booth, where I will talk in more detail about the upcoming full moon in Aquarius and what do's and don'ts should be considered if you wish to navigate this period with ease. The full moon on August 19th is set to be an intense and transformative event, marked by significant astrological alignments that will affect both our personal lives and the world at large. The Sun in Leo will be directly opposed by the Moon in Aquarius, creating a powerful axis that will be tensely squared by Uranus in Taurus, forming a precise and impactful T-square configuration. This celestial setup carries both challenges and opportunities, with Uranus at the helm pushing us toward unexpected changes, revelations, and the need for adaptability. On a global scale, Uranus's influence is likely to manifest through extreme weather events, including abnormal heat waves, unexpected snowfalls, tornadoes, and fires. Those sensitive to weather changes, especially cardiac patients and the elderly, should be cautious during this time. Additionally, we may see disruptions in stock markets with commodity prices continuing to rise, alongside potential technical issues affecting power grids, communication systems, and aviation. On a personal level, Uranus's energy emphasizes freedom, independence, and sudden shifts. For some, this could mean breaking free from restrictive situations, whether by transitioning to freelance work, launching a new business, or receiving unexpected financial gains. However, this energy also heightens the risk of relationship turbulence, with issues such as infidelity or divorce coming to the forefront. For others, this full moon may bring about the birth of a child or other significant events that rejuvenate relationships. The importance of children and their development is highlighted, with a focus on education, health, and the potential for unplanned pregnancies or IVF procedures. Social media and collective projects also come into play, offering opportunities for public recognition and the strengthening of friendships. Retrograde Mercury adds another layer by bringing people from our past back into our lives, presenting chances for closure or rekindled connections. Given the unpredictable nature of this full moon, it's crucial to approach the coming weeks with caution. Avoid situations that feel out of control or involve unnecessary risks, especially when it comes to speeding or other dangerous behaviors. As we navigate the energies of this full moon, there are clear guidelines to follow. From now and all the way until September 2nd, it's advisable to actively market your services or products, engage with others online, and focus on fulfilling past promises or paying off debts. On the flip side, avoid making large purchases, attending crowd places, or making promises that you're unlikely to keep. By steering clear of negativity, gossip, and complaints, you'll set yourself for a smoother transition into September's new moon in Virgo, which promises a time of support and comfort. In summary, the full moon on August 19th is a time of heightened energy and potential upheaval. By staying mindful of Uranus's influence and adhering to the recommended do's and don'ts, you can navigate this period with greater ease and set the stage for a positive new beginning as we move into September. Thank you for tuning in to Astro Booth. And if you like this podcast, please leave the comment below or just press like and share it with the ones you love. And I'll be here next week with a new episode. Thank you.